I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me, folks, today is the king of bass fishing in my mind. He's the guy that's the most popular bass fisherman of all time from the fans at BassFan.com. With me today is Denny Brower. And Denny, welcome to the program.
I appreciate that, Terry, very much.
Well, this Bassmaster Classic, you did not make the classic, but while we were there, there was a special award that was given, and, you know, at BassFan.com, the fans voted you as the best all-time tournament angler, and you had to be kind of surprised by that, I think.
Oh, I was totally surprised. That's a tremendous honor, really a very humbling honor. You know, I travel around the country doing a lot of seminars, and I meet a lot of the fans of our sport at the seminars and at the weigh-ins at the tournaments, but boy, what a tremendous honor to have them vote me, you know, at the top of the list like that. That's just very exciting.
Well, we got to talk about how that happened. You know, there was about five different rounds, and you were in each round and had to go against guys like Rick Klun and Gary Klein and, you know, the guy that everybody thinks is just the hottest guy going now, Kevin Van Dam. But really, they're looking at the length of time you've been around, what your successes have been. You've won everything you could possibly win. That's what the fans were able to recognize.
Well, I really appreciate that. As I said earlier, you know, I don't know anything I've done that really rates with that if I really stop and think about it. You know, that pretty well says it all. That really justifies all the hard work over those years. And I've always tried to treat the fans of the sport as the most important part of the sport, and maybe this is just one way of them showing their appreciation.
Well, you know, Denny, it's very funny because, you know, a lot of guys have kind of maybe they're one of these things where they try to follow your footsteps a little bit. You know, you're kind of a hard-working guy that went into bass fishing. You like to throw, you're kind of a power fisherman with that jig and chunk. And a lot of people really emulate what you're trying to do.
Well, my style of fishing is, you know, fishing for big fish. And a lot of people that do go bass fishing, that's their dream, to catch big fish. So I think a lot of the techniques I do use, a lot of people identify with, and they really enjoy fishing the power baits in heavy cover and going after big fish. So I think that's part of what maybe helps popularize some of the techniques that I do use, is the fact that they are very enjoyable.
Well, I remember not too long ago at High Rock Lake, the Bassmaster Classic win, and we kind of reflect on that because you kind of changed the industry of bass fishing. You know, the tube bait was around, you know, Bobby Garland invented the Gitset many, many years ago, but you brought it to a new level. That thing really turned it on.
Well, that was just a unique situation, Terry, where a month earlier when we were there for our official practice period for the Classic, I'd really found the fish on a Strike Inc.'s Pro Model jig, and I thought that was the bait that I could probably go back a month later and catch him. But they didn't want anything to do with that. They wanted something downsized, a little smaller profile, a little subtler as far as pressure waves. And I went to the tube bait, and, you know, it was the ticket. I got a lot of bites with it, and the fish were in heavy cover, and luckily with a single hook type bait like that, I was able to get the fish out of the cover.
Well, let's talk about pressure waves. That's a key word there. What does that mean to the angler?
Well, really, it's the amount of water a lure disturbs, and I think that's a little bit of what fish, especially bass, key in on when they're feeding. With their lateral line and everything else, that helps them hone in on different forage, and the different size forage give off different pressure waves. I'm sure a crawdad creates different pressure waves compared to a shad or a bluegill, etc. So at certain times of the year when they really get focused on feeding on certain things, like they were at High Rock, they were feeding on shad, I think the downsized bait probably helps emulate the pressure waves of a shad better than, say, if I was going with a jig.
Well, you know, one of the things that we talk about in bass fishing is the technology and what goes on with the technology. It's amazing in the last maybe 15 years or so how the technology has grown. You've been a part of that.
Well, that's an exciting part of what I do, Terry, is getting to work with the manufacturers to design new baits, to test new baits, and try to make those baits, those rods, those reels, whatever it may be, a little better so that the angler that just does it for a weekend can get more out of the time on the water, have more bites, land more fish, etc., have more enjoyment, a lot less frustration. And I mean, that's exciting stuff. In my free time, I probably do more of that than anything else.
Well, I got to talk about sponsorships. You know, you start talking about, hey, you got this lure manufacturer, you got this boat company, which has sort of been in our industry really the norm, but you kind of went out on a little bit farther out on a limb a little bit, and now you've got Busch Beer, and what a great sponsorship that's become.
Oh, those people are absolutely wonderful to work with. You're right. That's very exciting stuff. And really, for our sport to grow, we need to get outside the industry a little bit. The in-industry sponsors have been so fabulous for so many years, but there's only so much they can do. And for the pie to get bigger, we need the Anheuser-Busch's of the world. And what a great honor for me to have an opportunity to work with Busch Beer and, you know, not only help promote the safety water drinking aspect of it, but to help promote the sport in general.
Well, I got to ask you, do you get a year's supply, or what do you get with that?
Well, there are some perks involved, Terry. There certainly are.
Well, that's an exciting deal, no doubt about it. Non-endemic sponsorships have really changed the sport of bass fishing, the big money, you know, a couple of tournaments this year in the $500,000 category, and that's got to be exciting for you as an angler.
It really is, absolutely.
Well, let's go into the back surgeries a little bit. You know, a lot of the folks are probably wondering, what's going on with Denny Brower? You know, you've been three back surgeries in 3 years. How's the back faring out?
Well, it's been a frustrating situation. I don't think that's a secret. We have had three back operations now 3 years in a row, and for some reason, we just can't quite seem to get it right. I will be going into Texas in a couple of weeks for another procedure, and hopefully we can get some relief. I can fish, but I can't fish standing up and fish pain-free yet, and that's my goal, to get back to where I can go 100% and fish the way I want to fish rather than have my back govern the way I fish.
Well, you know, I think that's important to note as well. A lot of people may not recognize that this is an athletic event, and to spend 8 hours in a boat, in particular setting the hook and maybe pushing around, doing the things we do, that is one of those things where it's really an athletic event as well.
Well, it's just hard for me to push 100% and stay 100% focused when you've got these nagging little things going on. But, you know, it's one of those things that I hope can be fixed. And if not, you know, I'll keep plugging away because I certainly love what I'm doing.
Well, Denny, talk about that. I mean, you know, you came from the construction business. You know, we're doing that for a lot of years and decided to go out and become a professional angler. And that's been many years ago. But that's got to be, looking back on it, probably one of the better decisions you've ever made.
Oh, absolutely. When you make a decision like that, you never really know the outcome. And it's a gamble, there's no doubt about it. But I got involved in the sport at a great time when it was starting to grow and got hooked up with a lot of good sponsors that certainly supported my career. And I couldn't ask for anything more. I'm not probably ever going to look back and say there was any disappointments. Obviously, you can look back on a couple of tournaments here and there and go, boy, it'd have been nice. But then there's other tournaments that kind of maybe you shouldn't have won. So it's been a great career, and I'm very, very proud of how it's turned out.
Well, as the world's most popular angler, according to BassFan.com, you were with the world's most popular rock star one time, and you taught him how to cast. Ozzy Osbourne, how was that?
That was wild. That was with the Letterman show, and they had Ozzy and I outside in the actual street, me trying to teach Ozzy how to cast into a bucket. And all I really remember from that, there was two things. Ozzy bouncing a jig off this high-dollar limousine, and Ozzy holding the button down on my reel and reeling at the same time, just listening to those gears grind away.
Well, good thing you had a lot of reels in your arsenal there, because I'm sure he probably did maybe grind a pound off of them.
Yeah, that was quite an experience.
Well, Denny, let's kind of go into the tournament season real quick if we can. You know, you got some things. You're talking about a back surgery. You've got a little bit of a break here before you really start in January.
Ah, this is a wonderful break for me. It gives me a chance to get the back fixed, get it tuned up, and try to be ready by January to where we can go at it 100%.
Well, folks, I tell you, probably the king of all bass fishing right now as we know it, Denny Brower, the most popular angler of all time. Great to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much, Terry, and best of luck with your new show.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.